Welcome to Agent-Driven Development. Today, every Agile artifact was built to Darisk Human's writing code, four things to know. One, Agile tools don't address AI's unique failure modes. Two, AI development bottlenecks shift from implementation to clear specifications. Three, multi-layered work decomposition is unnecessary with AI agents. Four, strategic learning speed becomes key in AI augmented development. Now, the piece...
Your AI tools are working, your software development lifecycle isn't your board asked about AI return on investment 6 months ago. You showed them the metrics. 89% AI coding assistant adoption, AI-generated code at 67% of commits, developer satisfaction up, productivity improved 11%, they nodded, they approved more budget, right? But privately, you know something is off. Your competitor, the one that did not exist 3 years ago, is shipping features in days while your teams measure velocity in sprints. Your AI investment might be failing for the same reason. They have 47 engineers, you have 1,800, they are shipping six times more features. You have told yourself it is their greenfield architecture.
Their lack of technical debt? Look, it is not. They are not writing epics, features, and stories. You are. Every Agile artifact was built to de-risk humans writing code. Look at what each artifact actually does. User stories reduce cognitive load because humans can only hold 5 to 9 items in working memory. Story points create estimation buffers because humans discover hidden complexity while coding. Sprints calibrate feedback loops to the 15 to 20 minute cost of human context. Switching acceptance criteria prevent interpretation errors because different humans read requirements differently. Code review catches logic errors and bugs humans make when tired or rushed. Separate quality assurance phases find defects humans introduce under deadline pressure. Every single artifact exists because of human cognitive architecture. They worked brilliantly for 24 years. We industrialized human risk mitigation, then we build agents that do not have those risks. Okay, here's the thing. Agents have different failure modes. Consider the human failure mode. A developer reads to filter transactions by date. They interpret date as calendar date only. They write code for calendar dates. Quality assurance tests with timestamps, a bug is discovered because timestamps do not work. The root cause is human interpretation error. The agile solution is clearer acceptance criteria, code review, and quality assurance testing. This works perfectly. Now look at the agent failure mode. An agent reads to filter transactions by date. The specification does not define the format, such as ISO 8601 or a Unix timestamp. The agent generates code using ISO 8601 because that is the default from its training data. Validation fails. The root cause is specification incompleteness. The agile solution of better story decomposition or more acceptance criteria does not help. The agent did not misinterpret. The specification was incomplete. Humans fail through misinterpretation. Agents fail through specification incompleteness. Different failure modes require different artifacts. You're using artifacts designed for one failure mode to address a completely different one. Stop writing stories, start writing perfect specifications. In the old way, you write an epic and decompose it into 8 stories over 3 hours. Story pointing and sprint planning take 2 hours, development sprint with agent assistance takes 2 weeks. Code review, quality assurance, and security review follow. Finally, you deploy. The timeline is 6 to 8 weeks. Now look at the new way. Spend 4 to 6 hours writing a complete specification with the agent. The agent implements the code, tests, and documentation in 4 hours. Validation reveals specification gaps over 2 hours, refine the specification for 2 hours, and the agent regenerates in 2 hours. You deploy, the timeline is 2 to 3 days. Same time investment, 10 times better outcome. Instead of 5 separate stories, such as filtering by date or writing separate test and security stories, write 1 complete specification. Spend 4 to 6 hours with the agent. The agent implements everything in 4 hours, no separate test stories, no separate security review, no separate quality assurance phase. We need to replace 6 layers with 3. Your current hierarchy exists to decompose work for human cognitive limits. If agents execute complete features from specifications in hours, why 6 layers? Replace them with 3. Investment themes are where you place capital, such as customer acquisition efficiency or platform resilience. Software features are what you're building, like multi-currency payments or fraud detection. Executable specifications are what done looks like. These are written with the agent in 4 to 6 hours and are complete enough that the agent implements everything. No epics, no stories, no decomposition. Here's the strategic learning velocity gap. Your process takes 6 to 8 weeks per feature, which is 6.5 features per year. The competitor process takes 2 to 4 days per feature, which is 90 features per year. When they test 10 product hypotheses while you test one, they find product market fit faster, they learn what customers want faster, they adapt to market shifts faster, they waste less capital on wrong directions.
By year three, their product is fundamentally better because they had 14 times more at-bats. This is not a productivity gap. This is a strategic learning velocity gap. Why specifications work now is because of rapid waterfall. Waterfall failed when a two-month specification led to a six-month implementation and catastrophic errors. Rapid waterfall with agents is a six-hour specification followed by a four-hour implementation. This leads to immediate gap revelation that is trivial to fix. When implementation takes 4 hours instead of 4 months, specification incompleteness is cheap to fix. You get the comprehensive specifications of waterfall combined with the rapid feedback loops of agile, right? This cannot be delegated. Your transformation office will propose AI enhanced story writing. Your project management office will create governance that protects the old system.
if you give answer A, the optimization answer, you say that return on investment is strong with 92% AI adoption and 11% productivity growth. The board approves the budget, but reality sets in. The competitor ships 50 features during this meeting. They are building moats using your speed as their wedge. 18 months later, the board asks why the competitor is gaining market share. Now look at answer B, the transformation answer. You tell them no. You say we are using AI to optimize a 2001 process instead of building a 2025 process. Our software development lifecycle was designed for human constraints. Agents do not have those constraints. Competitors who replace epics and stories with specifications see a 90% cycle time reduction. They test 14 hypotheses while we test one. That is strategic learning velocity, not productivity. You ask for support for 3 pilot teams. You tell them you will review their specs weekly and have hard data in 90 days. You tell them we cannot keep optimizing for a constraint that no longer exists. The board will have harder questions. Your commitment is visible. In 90 days, you have data, you lead the industry transition, or you learn definitively. Which answer protects shareholder value? Here's what you will do. Next week, someone will propose AI-enhanced story writing. You have 2 options. Option 1 is to say great and optimize stories with AI. The result is a 10 to 15% improvement while your competitor ships 10 times faster and the board asks hard questions in 18 months. Option 2 is to say no, stories are the problem and we are replacing them. The result is 3 pilot teams, 90 days of hard data, and you lead or you learn. One is comfortable, one is leadership, one is delegatable. One requires your personal commitment. Only one will work. Here's the truth. We spent 24 years buying down human risk faster. Then in 2022, we built agents that do not generate those risks, and we kept running the same risk mitigation process. Your teams sit in retrospectives every 2 weeks asking why velocity is not dramatically better. It is because you're making agents write user stories they do not need. You're making them wait for code reviews to catch bugs they do not make. You're making them go through separate quality assurance for tests they generate with code. You're running a 2025 workforce through a 2001 process. The shift is simple. Stop writing epics, stories, and sprint planning. Start writing perfect specifications with agents. Same time investment. 10 times better outcome. Kiss story writing goodbye. Every agile artifact was built to de-risk humans writing code. Agents do not have those risks. The constraint changed. The artifacts did not. What will you do? Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.